News release Aurelia Centre for Arts and Culture. The Aurelia Centre for Arts plus Culture has partnered with Canada's premier dance festival, Fall for Dance North, FFDN, to host a creation residency for Natasha Powell, artistic director of Hala Jazz, Toronto. Powell is making a new jazz work, titled Together Again, with 11 students from Ryerson University's dance department at the Creative School. Powell, with Hala Jazz Company member Tarika Tyler Davis, will train the undergraduate dancers in vernacular jazz while entering into an exciting world of creative process in the Gordon Lightfoot Theatre of the Aurelia Opera House. Powell notes, "I see jazz as a reflection of a cultural memory. It's a way for communities, families, and society to interact and share stories, build relationships, and celebrate each other. The opportunity offered dancers a bridge from their pre-professional training to the professional realm, a gift to students who have endured a pandemic through 2 years of university degree training. The Ryerson program provides the highest standard of arts education for exceptionally talented performers and practitioners who will go on to become world-class artists, leaders, and global citizens. The students were staying at Lakehead University's Aurelia campus in residence, and the Aurelia Center worked with downtown restaurants, Rustica Pizza Vino, Eclectic Cafe, Picnic, Brewery Bay Food Co., and Trey Sorrell, to create a meal plan for the visiting students. Dancing all together in Aurelia, immersed in this jazz process, has heightened my experience and taught me so much about the history and social aspect of this form," said fourth-year dancer Sierra Kelman Ashley. Sierra, along with cast member Monique Pascal, will also teach local high school dance and drama students while visiting our community. Vicky Street Dennis, director of dance at Ryerson, was equally excited. "We are thrilled to be collaborating with FFDN, artist-in-residence Natasha Powell, and the Aurelia Center for Arts plus Culture on this exciting research project," said St. Dennis. "Jazz dance has been an integral part of our dance curriculum for as long as I can recall. So creating opportunities for students to delve even deeper into the rich history of this extraordinary art form is a dream come true. We can't wait to explore, create and share the spirit of jazz dance," St. Dennis added. The Aurelia Center for Arts plus Culture is dedicated to fostering residency programs where artists have the support they need to engage in their creative process in a deep and meaningful way, explains creative director Kate Hilliard. "The experience for visiting professionals includes an opportunity to share newly developed work with Aurelia audiences. In turn, our community has the chance to engage with performance that might not travel to this region. We are delighted to bring these talented artists to Aurelia to create an original work in vernacular jazz dance, and we can't wait to share their talent with you." During the residency, Canadian filmmaker Jeremy Mimna has created a short documentary to capture Powell's creative process with the dance students. With support from an Ontario Arts Council partnership grant between the Aurelia Centre and Aurelia Opera House, Mimna also worked with younger Opera House crew to pass along best camera techniques for live streaming performance. You can see Powell's dance performance live in Aurelia on October 15, 2021 at 6 p.m. outside in the Public Library Courtyard as part of the Aurelia Jazz Festival right before Leila Bialy opens on the main stage at 7:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the theater, catch Jeremy Mimna's documentary film here. Powell's new performance also premieres at the FFDN Festival in Toronto at various locations. See details here. Follow the residency and project over the next few weeks on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, www.facebook.com/AureliaCenter, Instagram, at Aurelia Center, and at FFD North for further information. Contact kate.hilliard@aureliacenter.ca. The name of the university is currently under review by the Standing Strong, Mashko Wika Puwin, Task Force. We respect the conversations taking place within our community about the name of the university and the history it represents to our Indigenous community members.